From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Richard Sheehy. President Trump is reacting to the Islamic State's claim that Tuesday's driver in a Manhattan truck rampage is an ISIS, quote, soldier. Speaking to reporters while departing the White House for his Asia trip, President Trump said the claim of responsibility is bad news for ISIS.
When we have an animal do an attack like he did the other day on the west side of Manhattan, we are hitting them 10 times harder. They claimed him as a soldier. Good luck. Every time they hit us, we know it's ISIS. We hit them like you folks won't believe.
President Trump's trip includes a visit to China next week, where VOA's Bill Ide says the issues of trade and North Korea are expected to top the agenda.
Trade is still a huge issue. Just days before his trip, Trump called America's deficit with China embarrassing and horrible. Recently anointed China's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, Xi Jinping will be looking to show he's a successful world leader. However, for most, America's immigration policies under Trump and visas were a bigger concern, one some hope the visit will improve. Responding to Trump's comments about the trade deficit Thursday, China says the huge gap is not intentional. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
South Africa's state prosecutors say the six-year sentence for murder given to Paralympic gold medalist Oscar Pistorius for killing his girlfriend was, quote, shockingly lenient, and they have asked for the right to launch an appeal. The prosecutor asked the Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday to overturn Pistorius's initial sentence and give him a prescribed minimum of 15 years. Pistorius was imprisoned in July last year after being found guilty of murdering his girlfriend. This is VOA News. Economic growth in sub-Saharan Africa is expected to rebound this year from 20-year lows just in 2016, according to the International Monetary Fund's biannual report. The Washington-based organization warns that despite the modest recovery, public debt is continuing to rise and could soon become unsustainable in some African countries. Henry Ridgewell has more.
After a slowdown in 2016, when the sub-Saharan regional economy grew by just 1.4%, the IMF says growth is expected to almost double this year to 2.6% and reach 3.4% in 2018. One-third of sub-Saharan economies are growing at over 5%, but the IMF doesn't expect the others to catch up. The IMF report calls for urgent fiscal reforms, including diversification. Botswana is highlighted as a positive example, where the country's huge diamond mining industry has diversified to include diamond processing, thus adding value to exports. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling on governments to grant basic rights of citizenship to millions of stateless people who suffer discrimination, exclusion, and persecution. Lisa Schlein summarizes a new report in Geneva on the world's stateless minorities.
The UN Refugee Agency reports there are more than 3 million stateless people around the world, with about 75% of them belonging to minority groups. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's International Protection Division Director.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
Thousands of stateless people have been granted citizenship in places such as Thailand, Central Asia, Russia, Kenya, and West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court said Friday she is seeking an investigation of alleged war crimes committed during the war in Afghanistan, an unprecedented probe that could involve scrutiny of United States troops. Fatou Bensouda said in a statement that there is a, quote, reasonable basis to believe war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed. The statement follows her comments in a report just last year that U.S. forces and the CIA may have committed war crimes by torturing detainees in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. Legal experts have said the chances, however, of American service members charged is scant. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.